to Too Much Rock, podcast number 289. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Comet Gain. That song is called All the Avenue Girls, and it's on the band's new album, Paperback Ghosts, which just came out July 7th on Fortuna Pop. That particular song, I think, was released last year on a limited run 7-inch series, but it's good to see it here in a slightly cleaner form. And that album in total is just a very solid album, so give that one a listen. Pick that one up if it strikes your fancy. I got lots of music for you this week, including some indie pop, but there are some growling guitars as well. We're going to continue here with a track from another UK band. I think they are based out of Brighton. This is Tyrannosaurus Dead with the song Post Holiday Dead Song.
Time is not
didn't expect me to sneak that last one in there, did you? Well, no one did. That was Braid with the song Doing Yourself In. That's from the band's new album, No Coast, which just came out July 8th on Top Shelf Records. That long-standing band out of Chicago back together and with a first full length in I don't know how long. If you're a big Braid fan, you'll be very happy for this album. And if you weren't one before, well, you know, this album has its moments as well. I guess I live somewhere in between the two, but I do enjoy that track there. Before that, we heard from Ace Bushy Striptease with the song Team Jess. That's on the band's album Slurped, which came out June 30th this year on Oddbox Records. The band is based out of Birmingham in the UK, or I guess was, because I think 6 days before the album came out, they decided they were going to break up. So I'm not sure if they've played their final gig yet or not. There may or may not be time to hop on a plane and fly to Birmingham and find out. But they did leave us this with this this new album, Slurped, and it's very good. And we started this set off there with another recording from Oddbox. That song was the band was Tyrannosaurus Dead, and the song was Post Holiday Dead Song, and that is the A side of the band's split 7-inch with Joanna Gruesome. The Joanna Gruesome track is from their full length album, so nothing new there. So you're only getting a new A side, but for you vinyl hands out there, place your order now. That comes out July 21st. It'll look really good in your collection. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, then I listen to it, and then I play a track on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, and make a good podcast that keeps you coming back week after week. Seems like we're running long here. I better jump into the next track. This is a track by Wussy. The song is called Halloween. Thank you.
April May. She cried night and day. I hadn't seen her smile in a while. March, April, May. She cried night and day. I hadn't seen her smile in a while. Staircases, the university. She threw herself down and her head split three ways. If you don't get three A's, the sweet daddy said, you're no child of mine, and as far as I'm concerned, you're dead. If you don't get three A's, her sweet daddy said, you're no child of mine, and as far as I'm concerned, you're dead. Staircase out the university. She threw herself down and her head split three ways. If you don't get three A's, her lovely boyfriend said, your shame is sure to stain the family name. If you don't get three A's, her lovely boyfriend said, your shame is sure to stain the family name. Staircase, the university. She threw herself down and her head split three ways. Chock-a-block box, power study, polish up. And if it breaks your heart, then don't come running to me. Ramming, jabbing, pack-a-bin, ramming. Chock-a-block box, power study, polish up. And if it breaks your legs, then don't come running to me.
That's just vintage Morrissey for my money. And that song is Staircase at the University from the album World Peace is None of Your Business. Comes out July 15th in the U.S. on Capitol Records. The album is a little self-indulgent at times, but there's a few great tracks, and that one there really stands out. No one does dissatisfied and disaffected youth better than Morrissey. And we started that set off there with Cincinnati's Wussy, the song Halloween. And that's from the band's album Attica, which came out May 6th on Shake It Records. The band currently out on tour promoting that album and made a stop through Kansas City just last week, but more on that in a bit. I guess we do need to wrap things up here. I will let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 289. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Facebook and Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the website, a couple of things have popped up since last week. There is photos and video of Wussy playing at Record Bar with Shwervon and Admiral of the Red. And there is also photos and video and my account of the Mentors playing at Record Bar with All Blood and Wayne Payne and the Shit Stains. So check those out on the website. Look at the concert calendar. Sea Haven is playing at Czar Bar on the 10th. And I think that's with a couple of other really good bands, Thieves and Vigil or Vigil and Thieves, whatever that band is. And Bottle Breakers are playing that and Document. Let's see. On the 11th, Maps for Travelers are playing at the Czar Bar. And again, lots of good bands joining them on that one. I think I may try to make that show. On the 12th, John Velge is doing a all-ages free in-store at Mills Records, and I'll be there. The 12th, Tyranny is Tyranny at the Davies. Cheap Girls is the 12th at the Riot Room. Also, I think Rev Gusto, Matt Shore, and somebody else are playing maybe Czar Bar on the 12th. Lots happening that night here in Kansas City. On the 13th, Modest Mouse has that sold-out show at the Uptown. On the 15th, Cannibal Corpse is playing at the Granada. The 17th, Man or Astroman is at the Riot Room, or you could see Richard Buckner at Czar Bar. On the 18th, Kitten is playing at KC Live. I think that's with Architects and maybe Rev Gusto and someone else even. Or you can just see Rev Gusto on the 19th at the Riot Room. Or maybe you want to see Sunny Day in Glasgow the 19th at Czar Bar. Unfortunately out of town that night, otherwise I would definitely be there to see that. Looking beyond that, I guess the 20th, Grays are at Vandals. The 29th, Matthew Sweet at Knuckleheads. And into August, well, let's not talk about August. July is enough for now. I got one track left for you this week, and it's folk metal. And it's not particularly engaging folk metal, though this track is pretty good, I guess. It's by the band Vintersorg, who are from Sweden, way up north in Sweden. The song is called Logornis Rov, and I'm sure that's pronounced or mispronounced, but it's on the band's album Notterbull, which came out June 27th on Napalm Records. I'm a big fan of the band from their Viking metal days early on, though I think in some ways this record is kind of weak and, I don't know, maybe more technical than it needs to be, and I don't know. I'm just not a very big fan of their album, and that's kind of how the podcast works. Every week I take a chance on music, and you take a chance on the Too Much Rock podcast. This song here does have some guts to it, though, so I'm going to play that one, and thank you very much for listening. This is Vintersorg with the song Logornis Rov. We'll try again next week. My